or search security.com. I'm Bill Brenner. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for April 16th, 2008. This week, I talked to Colin Steele, my colleague from TechTarget's Channel Media Group, about industry rumors that some PCI DSS compliance assessors are pushing particular vendors and products on businesses as the condition for a passing grade. Meanwhile, hackers set their sights on Microsoft's GDI flaw. We begin with Oracle, which fixed 41 flaws across its product line Tuesday with its April 2008 critical patch update. Hours after the release, Symantec Corp. warned that attackers could exploit several of the glitches to compromise the confidentiality and integrity of targeted systems. Eric Maurice, manager for security in Oracle's Global Technology Business Unit, said the vulnerabilities affect such products as Oracle Database Server, Oracle Application Express, Oracle Application Server, Oracle E-Business Suite, Oracle Enterprise Manager, Oracle PeopleSoft Enterprise, and Oracle Siebel CRM applications. Specifically, the CPU includes 17 fixes for Oracle Database products and 3 for Oracle Application Server. Oracle said attackers could remotely exploit several of the flaws, including all 3 application server issues, without the need for a username and password. 11 fixes address flaws in Oracle E-Business Suite, 7 of which are remotely exploitable. 1 fix is for Oracle Enterprise Manager, 3 are for the PeopleSoft J.D. Edwards suite, and 6 affect Oracle's Siebel Enterprise suite. Next, security researchers are urging IT shops to install Microsoft's latest batch of patches as quickly as possible to head off attempted attacks against some flaws, most notably the GDI vulnerabilities Microsoft addressed in its MS-08021 bulletin. Symantec raised its threat con to level 2 in response to in-the-wild exploits against the GDI flaws, which attackers could exploit to hijack targeted machines by tricking users into opening malware-laced EMF or WMF files. Microsoft labeled the update critical for those running Microsoft Windows 2000 Service Pack 4 and all supported releases of Windows XP, Windows Server 2003, Vista, and Windows Server 2008. We'll be back after this.
More than 1,600 participants voted on this year's best security appliances, hardware, and software. See which products took home the gold, silver, and bronze medals in each of our 15 categories. Plus, see which emerging technologies and markets will make a big splash in the months to come. Get comprehensive product descriptions and expert analysis from the editors you trust. The 2008 Reader's Choice Awards. Make sure to check out searchsecurity.com/readerschoice. That's searchsecurity.com/readerschoice.
There have been many complaints from merchants who have spent considerable sums of money on PCI DSS compliance. One complaint making the rounds is that some PCI assessors are trying to act as resellers, pushing certain vendors and products as a condition for a passing grade. It's hard to get merchants to confirm on the record that they have had such experiences, but the rumors have certainly been loud enough to get the attention of the PCI DSS Council. I've been reporting on this issue along with Colin Steele, my colleague from TechTarget's Channel Media Group. And this morning, we're going to share our findings with you. Colin, good to see you again.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
As I explained in the opening, you and I have been doing some reporting the last couple of months, trying to get to the bottom of some rumors we've been hearing about some PCI assessors trying to play the role of reseller. Let me just kind of get out of the way what I've heard. One of the things I've found, and you may have found the same thing, is that a lot of people don't really want to go on the record to say that this has happened because really assessors aren't supposed to, yeah, it's okay to say, this is the technology you need. Here are a list of vendors that do that, but you're not necessarily supposed to say, well, I will pass you if you get this product from vendor X. Talk about what you've been hearing from people in the channel about what is or is not going on.
It seems like some customers are a little bit confused about exactly how the whole process works, who they should be dealing with for what services, and who to trust and who not to trust. There are some resellers who do serve as auditors, and when you do that, you have to keep the two very separate. You have to clearly identify to your customer when you're doing the auditing service and when you're doing the reselling service. And when you're auditing, even though you are a reseller, you really should try to avoid not recommending specific products unless there's a specific problem and there's only one product that will fix it.
If I talk to various vendors or PCI experts, including, PCI auditors, and auditors and assessors aren't necessarily the same thing, but I hear a lot from auditors talking about how assessors are doing this. And I recently interviewed Bob Russo from the PCI DSS Council, and he acknowledged that they've been hearing about it too, though he doesn't think it's necessarily an epidemic either. So if you are a reseller and you are, you want to make sure you're playing by the rules, but also getting, you're out to make money, obviously. Talk a bit about what the experts are telling you as far as this is the right way to go and this is the wrong way to go.
Well, you have to be, accredited by the PCI Council before you perform these auditing duties. So you really shouldn't be representing yourself as someone who performs these duties if you don't have that backing, because it's not fair to your customers and you're sort of misleading them. Some of the resellers that I talked to specifically mentioned that they've gone into shops, resellers who are accredited auditors, they've gone into shops and the customer thought that they were dealing with somebody reputable in the past and they hadn't been, and it had been a more kind of a reseller who was trying to push a product and selling it on compliance, using compliance as a selling point, but not a fully accredited, unbiased person who was there looking out for the customer's best interest and how to make those problems go away. It's mostly on the customer end. You kind of have to you have to avoid the confusion that they face. PCI DSS is a problem that a lot of people have to deal with, and they're scrambling to fix it, and sometimes they'll go for the quick fix instead of the right fix. So you have to make sure you're providing the right fix.
Okay, again, my colleague, Colin Steele, thanks for being with me.
Well, Bill, it's always a pleasure.
That's it for this week. The latest information security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And you can always catch our Security Wire weekly podcasts featuring summaries of the latest news and interviews with security professionals at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Again, I'm Bill Brenner, as always. Thanks for listening.